As previously covered by Local Profile, HEB is making a massive investment in the DFW area. With four new stores coming soon to Plano, Frisco, Allen, and McKinney, HEB aims to take over North Texas with a recipe they've been developing since they opened in Houston 20 years ago. According to the Dallas Morning News, the San Antonio-based company entered Houston's very competitive retail industry in 1992. At first, they opened modest pantry stores that closed only 8 years later in favor of the HEB supermarket model. By the mid-2000s, HEB was building between 7 and 10 stores yearly in Houston, with the Bunker Hill store on I-10 selling 6 times the average for a supermarket. Ver esta publicación en Instagram una publicación compartida por Local Profile, at Local Profile Tex. So what was HEB's secret? One of the main features of the company was to be involved in the community. Chairman and CEO Charles Butt hired former Frito-Lay employee Scott McClelland to be the region vice president in Central Texas in 1990. Under McClelland's leadership, HEB grew from an 11% to a market-leading 27% share thanks to their emphasis on low prices and locally sourced products with an assortment tailored around the neighborhoods the stores landed on. HEB doesn't have a prototype store. They're rethinking, tweaking, very much always evolving, said Jo Beth Prochaska, Weitzman's Senior Vice President of Development and Asset Management in Houston, via the Dallas Morning News. They're never done, and that's part of their big success. In addition to marketing strategies and operations, McClelland got HEB involved in local charities and food banks and even helped when weather disasters struck. Another important aspect of HEB's system is real estate. Developers will try to recruit the retailer for their projects. HEB won't take any locations out of expediency, and they train managers from their first store to open their next store, said Drew Alexander, former CEO of Weingarten Realty Investors, via the Dallas Morning News. According to Alexander, when HEB first landed in Houston, it was common to see landlords in the waiting room offering deals on anchor sites. While these methods clearly worked for the company in Houston, it took 20 years for HEB to become the market share leader, so it might take some time before they take over one of the most competitive grocery markets in the U.S., according to Denton Record Chronicle.